Deborah Cottle pushes a small red shopping cart into the downtown Buffalo Starbucks on Delaware and Chippewa and takes a seat alone. But she doesn't stay that way for long. A woman in a police uniform comes to join her.
Great opportunity for all of the chiefs and the command staff to be here for at least for a little while to talk to the community members, ask questions. If you have problems or concerns, you can...
The officer is Buffalo's Deputy Police Commissioner, Barbara Lark. She's here for the city's holiday edition of Coffee with a Cop, a program that invites Buffalo residents to come get to know local police officers. Cottle, who lives in the medical corridor, tells Lark police have helped encourage and counsel her grandson.
Well, I need to thank the officers because my grandbaby, they were in foster care. He had a lot of issues with his mother, and whenever she would get in trouble, they would bring him to me. And recently from District B.
At least a dozen cops gathered with Mayor Byron Brown and Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood for the late morning event Tuesday. As Lockwood says, some of the officers even got behind the coffee bar and played barista.
As you can see, I have all my chiefs here, my management team, and we're not only having coffee with a cop, but we're also serving. As you can see, they're back there serving coffee, too. So, you know, it's one of our steps of, you know, getting back into the community, taking it day by day, step by step. And I think this is a great thing right here.
While there appeared to be more police officers and City Hall staffers than community members at the event, those who went say it was useful. Evan Jackson is a placement and career coordinator for Pathstone, a new reentry program for young adults.
What we do is we help individuals between the ages of 18 and 24 that live in the city of Buffalo that might have had a little run-in with the law.
And those clients don't always have the best relationship with police.
Because some things they went through, some things they've seen on TV, and stories that they've heard from their parents and grandparents when they were younger. So we're kind of trying to bridge that gap, I guess you could say. So we're actually trying to work with police.
So, Jackson says events like Coffee with a Cop are really helpful for networking. Whether they're as helpful for Buffalo officers' latte art remains to be seen. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.